Read by Martin Caron. The headlines this Thursday, December 15th, 2022. US to send Patriot air defense system to Ukraine. Polish PM calls for extensive sanctions on Russia. And Poland with very high proficiency in English skills. Good morning. Good afternoon. The American government is set to send its Patriot air defense system to Ukraine as part of its continued support of the country in its fight with Russia. The administration of US President Joe Biden is finalizing the plans to provide Ukraine and could announce the move later this week. Ukraine has been calling on the West to supply Patriot systems for months, but this poses significant logistics challenges. The patrol batteries need more personnel to operate them than smaller systems, while the necessary training usually takes many months. Poland's Prime Minister has said that even more sanctions should be placed against Russia while lowering the price of its oil as much as possible. The PM was speaking in Brussels this week at a summit between European leaders and their counterparts from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Morawiecki is set to take part in the European Council summit in the Belgian capital today. EU leaders are expected to discuss the consequences of Russia's aggression against Ukraine, the situation on the energy market, as well as security and defence issues. Poles are becoming more and more proficient speaking English, according to a survey. According to the latest EF English Proficiency Index, Poles are in 13th place, the lowest in the very high proficiency band. The Netherlands is at the top with 661 points, followed by Singapore, Austria, Norway, Denmark, Belgium, Sweden, Finland, Portugal, Germany, Croatia and South Africa. The score for Poland is 600 points, with the world's average of 502. The remaining proficiency bands are high, moderate, low and very low. The world's largest ranking of countries and regions by English skills, the survey is based on test results of 2 million adults in 111 countries and regions. And finally, the case of a teenage girl from Sopot who disappeared 12 years ago has had a possible breakthrough this week, as one man who was known to be a friend of the girl was arrested. The man, known only as Pavel P., was with the then 19-year-old woman on the night of her disappearance on 16th of July 2010. The man was interviewed several times at the start of the investigation. Second person who police have not named but is also believed to have been known to the missing woman has also been arrested. Details of the charges are yet to be released. The disappearance of the woman 12 years ago remains a mystery to this day. No remains or sightings of the woman have ever been found. On the night in question, the young woman went to a club in Sopot with friends and was captured on CCTV returning home in the early hours but never arrived. Today will be a cold and cloudy day with some sunny spells in a gentle breeze, with temperatures of minus 5 degrees centigrade, that's 23 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and minus 7 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will remain cold and dull in a gentle breeze, with temperatures of minus 2 degrees during the day and minus 4 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.